On Frank Kutka's farm, he has asparagus and other favorite vegetables. He also devotes a quarter of an acre to experiments with 24 varieties of corn. He's trying out seeds from other chilly places around the world. And unlike a lot of plant research these days, Kutka isn't manipulating genes in the lab. He's designing plants the old-fashioned way, selecting for desired qualities through many generations. In the popcorn garden, he's crossbreeding plants from the highlands of Mexico and Peru with an early New England variety and a good popper from Iowa.
We have a very nice stalk that you get from the Andean corn and these very nice hard yellow kernels that we get from New England corn. And so this is a pretty nice looking corn. It's much more cold tolerant than the original stuff from New England, and it also is better adapted to here than the Andean things are. And sometime here, I think we'll have a very nice garden variety.
Kutka is guiding his plants through generation after generation to create a new variety of corn that will be well adapted to the short, cool northern summers found in many of the Great Lakes states. He started out trying to find a successful sweet corn for his own family garden, but now he thinks he might be able to create varieties that farmers could use for silage, chopped fermented stalks fed to animals, or even grain, which nobody tries to grow this far north.
My whole world has exploded since the first year I started on this, because now I have corns. You know, many of these here are very tall plants with lots of leaves, and they stand well. They might be good silage corns here, and some of them are early enough that, you know, we could grow grain up here ourselves, I think. And the popcorn goes into local gardens pretty nicely, so, you know, there's so many possibilities.
Kutka shared some of his seeds with Carlton County Extension agent Troy Salzer. In the north, where agriculture is barely possible, Salzer says farmers could benefit in a big way if they could grow a well-adapted corn.
In years like this where we had late frost, and in our area specifically, we do get a lot of cool east winds off of the lake, and if we had corn varieties that were cold tolerant, that wouldn't impact them as much and wouldn't set them back as far.
There's another advantage to the plants Kutka is experimenting with. Some of them have a lot more protein and minerals than standard corn. Successful farming depends on finding a specialty niche, and corn with high protein or oil content can be used as specialty feed. South Dakota State University researcher Zeno Wicks says some farmers are also interested in breaking away from the highly consolidated seed market.
Monsanto owns DeKalb, and DuPont owns Pioneer. That's two of the biggest chemical companies, now own the two biggest corn companies. And a whole different wing of people start to get concerned along those lines. Not just hippies, but people who are like, hey, you know, I like to buy my corn from one place and my chemicals from another.
Kutka, meanwhile, seems to be having a lot of fun in his cornfield, and he'll probably never stop trying new combinations.
There's so much variety as far as kernel shape, kernel size, kernel colors, number of rows. And, yeah, you never know exactly what you're going to get when you pop one open. I have a lot of fun in my garden. I think it'll be useful, but it's also very good for me.
Kutka has just enrolled in graduate school to learn more about plant genetics, and he's gotten a federal grant to research the nutritional content of his corn and to search for ways to market it. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.